Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about an article in Forbes from February of 2024 by Mark Nevins. And the subject is it time for a Chief Resilience Officer? Now, what Mark talks about in this article is really quite straightforward. It is about the concept of appointing a Chief Resilience Officer in the organization that is a member of the executive team, reporting presumptively to the CEO, and using this role to combine all of the various complex risk functions in the organization. We've seen companies do this with a Chief Risk Officer. My former employer had a Chief Risk Officer after a major incident occurred, which was that she came into the company after I had left. But this concept is not new, but Mark's column really does a good job of laying out this idea. So let's peel this back a little bit. The Chief Resilience Officer is a role that has evolved in response to the growing need for organizations to proactively manage a wide range of risks. This can be geopolitical challenges, natural disasters, global pandemics, cyber threats, all the issues that we've talked about here in this podcast before. A Chief Resilience Officer is really seen as a strategic asset in the organization because they're ensuring that resilience is embedded into the organization's strategic planning the highest level as a member of that executive team. And it helps align risk management and these resilience capabilities with business objectives in safeguarding long-term success. Now, you've heard me talk several times about the need to make sure that resilience programs are aligned with the strategic objectives of the organization. This is the same thing. It is a method of making sure that we're accomplishing that goal. Positioning the Chief Resilience Officer within the C-suite as a part of the executive team really helps underscore the importance of resilience in that organization and facilitates comprehensive risk oversight across all of the departments in the company. Unlike other roles that focus in specific areas, and I'm thinking here primarily about like an enterprise risk function or a Chief Information Security Officer, for example, a Chief Resilience Officer is really established to adopt a holistic approach. They're looking at operational, financial, reputational, and strategic risks, and they would own the teams responsible for managing that, like, in my mind, the CISO role, the business continuity program, the crisis management program, environmental health and safety are all things that could line into this, including functions like corporate or global security, retail loss prevention, or others that really go to the organization's resilience. By having this role in the executive suite really gives this position a chance to foster and drive a culture of resilience in the organization. A Chief Resilience Officer would enable an organization to respond swiftly and effectively to unforeseen challenges, maintaining your business continuity, your continuity of operations, and your competitive advantage. And there would be no debate about who's responsible for these programs because it's literally embedded in the title of Chief Resilience Officer. We think that a role like this demonstrates a commitment to resilience for your organization because having this dedicated Chief Resilience Officer can enhance trust among your stakeholders, your investors, your customers, and your partners, and really showcase the organization's dedication to stability and reliability. Now, there's some challenges here. One is that there aren't many companies that have actually done this, so the track record is just not there for others to see. But there are other obstacles, like what are the responsibilities here? There's the challenge of aligning these capabilities across the organization. How do you build the cross-departmental collaboration that's necessary? And how do you measure the effectiveness of resilience initiatives? But these are challenges that we're all faced with today. We just don't have it as a part of a unified executive role. So within your organization, I would encourage you to think and assess your current risk management capabilities and how those are split up across the organization, and consider whether or not appointing a Chief Resilience Officer could strengthen your organization's resilience against emerging threats. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.